Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's one thing the Miami Dolphins like. It's speed. It is all over the roster from Waddle and Tyreek, even Jonnu Smith, who they brought in. That's one thing they clearly were looking for, someone who can catch a short little slant and take it all the way, as we've seen Beckham done countless times. That is really why this makes sense for the Miami Dolphins. Just gives them another game breaker. And for Odell Beckham Jr., who took a one-year deal, $3 million base, worth more than up to $8 million, he actually turned down more money elsewhere to be in Miami. This is always where he wanted to be, in this offense, in this city. It makes perfect sense for all sides.
Ian Rappaport on the Dolphins landing Odell Beckham Jr. 1 year deal for him. Jeremy and Joe checking in with Marcel Louis-Jacques, who covers the Miami Dolphins for ESPN, of course. Get his thoughts on Miami's offseason and also on Chase Claypool, who came over from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And is in
the
your
same day the Beckham.
That's right.
Signed.
And is in your fantasy league.
Who is? Chase Claypool?
Marcel.
Marcel is in my fantasy league, yes.
If you're in a fantasy football league with Chase Claypool.
For some reason, took that like I have Chase Claypool on my fantasy team, which
no.
I certainly would not at this point.
You're in a league with,
yeah,
with Marcel.
Marcel, I tried to trade with Marcel the other day, but he's shopping Stafford, I think.
All
is
right.
Shopping the right word? GMs in sports, Marcel, generally don't like the word shopping.
No, it's kind of objectifying, I guess, but I couldn't help it, man. Nate wanted so badly to give me Jordan Love for the number 5 pick that I had to take it.
I mean, I would. Jordan Love had a great year.
He did have a good year.
Yeah,
he did. Well, Marcel, good to have you on. Jeremy, Joe, and go ahead.
I was saying it was basically take Jordan Love or take J.J. McCarthy, and I will take Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah, easily on that one. Marcel Louis-Jacques on the Wesher hotline from ESPN on the Dolphins. The timing happened almost the same time, right, Marcel, that the Bills signing Chase Claypool and then the reporting about Beckham. Starting on Beckham, like it was kind of the wind was maybe blowing that way all along because I feel like it had been weeks since he had even visited with them.
Yeah, it was a matter of money. I think that eventually Odell was convinced that taking less money to join a better fit was the best move for his career. But they're fairly far apart. Obviously Odell's coming off a 1 year, $15 million deal with the Ravens last year. Like I don't think he expected to get that type of money again, but there's a certain expectation based on, you know, your name and previous contracts. And the Dolphins were not necessarily willing to budge on that. They did meet him halfway more or less by offering him some incentives in that contract to kind of close the gap a little bit. But it still wasn't, you know, I mean, as I reported the terms last week, you know, 1 year, $3 million base contract could be extended up to $8.25 million with by hitting incentives. It's nothing insane for Odell Beckham Jr., but I think it's a great fit for a team that really needed a number three receiver.
So, receiver, a lot of talk around here, Marcel, and, you know, the Dolphins have two guys that are pretty well established. Beckham goes in as depth. Chase Claypool, before we get into Miami's offseason, Chase Claypool was with Miami last year and didn't do a whole heck of a lot. That was his last stop to try and rebuild his career. Now he comes to Buffalo to kind of do the same. Anything to offer on Claypool and how it worked in Miami or didn't work?
It just didn't work. It just didn't work. You have to block if you're a receiver in Miami, and that's not necessarily one of Chase Claypool's strong points, although it should be because he's a massive person. They called him the vending machine down here, and he certainly looks like one. But it did not ever really come together. He was a healthy scratch often. I think he finished the season with a catch or two. Nothing substantial. I think the most memorable moment he had was the sloppy route at the end of the Dolphins-Bills game there in Week 18 that Tua still targeted him, and it was intercepted. I forget who it was intercepted by, but it was picked off. So like it just wasn't there. But the physical tools are there. You just kind of hope, and the reason why teams continue to take chances on Chase Claypool is like you continue to hope that, okay, this organization, this group of people, this coaching staff, like this situation is going to be the one that lights the bulb for him, the one that awakens the beast, you know, proverbially. It's one of those the Funkies in Arrested Development. It's yep. Like it's never worked and they keep trying, but it might work for us. So I think that's where the Bills are at right now. It might work for them.
How good was, or how much of a situation to succeed was he in Miami? Because he shows up late, but it did feel like they were looking for receiver depth all year, right? Like they brought in Robbie Chosen too. So on one hand, I feel like I want to give him some benefit of the doubt of showing up midseason. But on the other hand, I want to think that was a good offense that was just begging for somebody to even just be a number three or four receiver.
Yeah, not even just that. Like, there were opportunities where Tyreek Hill did not play. Jaylen Waddle missed a couple games at the end of the season. Like, there were opportunities to step up. I understand that he joined late in the year, but, you know, they weren't able to even introduce a package of plays for him because it was not clicking. So maybe if he had a full off season here, a full off season and a chance to like get to know his teammates, get to know his offense and his staff, coaching staff better, maybe it could have worked out. And so hopefully that's the case in Buffalo, which does have a reputation of taking players who were discarded and thought, you know, okay, this it's over for them and making them into something. So, you know, they're hoping Chase Claypool will be the next in that line of players. The one that comes to mind specifically at that receiver spot is, you know, John Brown. John Brown was not thought of as like a 1,000-yard number one receiver, but for that one year in 2019, he definitely was. So it's possible that he revitalizes his career a la, you know, the Jordan Poyers of the world, or pick your player here. You know, I don't have to recycle this to y'all, Buffalo. But I wouldn't go into it with necessarily high expectations, but if he does hit his potential, I think that they got to steal.
While we're on Bills receivers, Marcel, I mean, I know, you know, Florida State and Miami, not exactly the same market, but have any take on Keon Coleman? Did you think of anything of him in the draft process?
Yeah, I love that pick. I love that pick. A lot is being said about his 4.5, 4.6, 40-yard dash time, and it happened right around the time I was working on a story about the importance or lack thereof of the 40-yard dash at the combine. And while he was one of the slowest wide receivers in the 40, he was the fastest in the gauntlet drill, which involves actual skills that you use on the field: running, turning your hands, catching the ball, cutting up field. But he hit the highest speed of any wide receiver in the class. So his play speed is a lot faster than his 40-yard dash speed. Obviously, like from a personality standpoint, I feel like he's beloved already. The guy is viral every time he opens his mouth. He seems like a genuine person. Seems like just a happy person to be around. And he's got like kind of that delivery where like I can't tell if he's trying to be funny, but he is funny anyways.
Yeah.
But I love his ability to high point the ball. I love his physicality at the position. It's not necessarily something that they had in the past. I guess maybe Gabriel Davis is the closest thing to it, but I think Keon Coleman is a more physical receiver than Gabe Davis, who's kind of more of a deep threat, a go ball kind of guy. I don't necessarily love the receiver room as a whole. Mm-hmm. I don't love the receiver room as a whole. I think you're hoping to extract the most out of guys who are, you know, kind of fringe rotational players. Curtis Samuel has had some flashes in the past. He has struggled to stay on the field. I think he was pretty healthy last year. Covered him in Carolina. Like, he can be good when it's all working together. I think Khalil Shakir showed a lot of excitement, a lot of promise at the end of last season. I guess enough promise to make him comfortable with losing Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. But it's still not a wide receiver room that keeps you up at night. But I think Keon Coleman is an excellent addition. I love that addition a lot. I think I even tweeted about it that I really like that fit, since they're begging for an X. They're begging for a number one guy. And, you know, I thought Keon Coleman could have snuck into the first round there. But obviously Brandon Bean felt like he could get him early in day one, and certainly did. Or day two.
Day two, yeah. First pick, day two. Marcel, on the Dolphins, you know, as we go through all this with the Bills, we're talking up here, Brandon Bean referred to the team as a team in transition. Would it be right to say the Dolphins are similar in a team in transition? They said goodbye to a lot of high-profile guys, and there were some financial decisions made. Are they a team in transition?
Yeah, the Dolphins pushed back fairly hard on the idea that this is a rebuilding year. I don't know that I wouldn't call it a rebuilding year, but I would, and I have described it as a reset year. And that's something that I've heard from inside the building, from sources inside the building as well, that this is more of a reset year. When you look at the guys that they let go of, you know, Jerome Baker, Xavien Howard, Emmanuel Ogba, these aren't necessarily, they were starters and rotational players, but these aren't necessarily guys, as you say, like, our team cannot survive without them. I think that's how Chris Greer saw it, is we could save significant amount of money, $30+ million, by letting these guys go and finding replacements. So, like, I think a lot of people would argue, myself included, that Kendall Fuller instead of Xavien Howard is not that much of a drop off. If anything, it might be a little bit of an upgrade based on how Xavien Howard has played over the last 2 years. Jerome Baker to Jordan Brooks, which essentially, ironically, since Baker went to Seattle, it's kind of like a trade. I don't think there's a huge drop-off, a huge difference there. You know, Emmanuel Ogba has been kind of a disappearing act over the past 2 years after signing that big contract, posting back-to-back 9-sack seasons, got the big contract. He's been hurt or ineffective ever since. I think, you know, drafting a Chop Robinson, drafting a Mo Kamara, I think you can get similar production than what you were getting for a lot cheaper than the $16, $17 million you're paying Emmanuel Ogba for. Like, I think that, you know, the guys that they released, I think they adequately replaced. It's the guys that they lost in free agency that make you say, all right, what's the plan here? When you lose Christian Wilkins, you know, nobody's blaming him per se, because you see that contract and you realize, like, okay, the Dolphins were never going to pay that kind of money. Good for him, getting almost $30 million a year. But they replaced him by this little strength in numbers approach with a bunch of guys who, like...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Maybe by the sum of their parts can be a fine rotation next to Zach Sealer, but none of them project as a long-term option. That's why I mocked Jerzan Newton to them in the first round as somebody who really could be a long-term option at the position. And then our right guard, you know, losing Rob Hunt, another deal that you say, wow, man, good for you. There's no animosity here. $100 million deal. I can tell you, everybody down here was ecstatic, happy for Rob Hunt. He's a great guy. Nobody saw that coming down here. $100 million for a guard is a lot of money. So you lose him, there is no replacement right now. That's an open competition as it currently stands. You know, maybe they can get a guy like Dalton Risner, still available in free agency once that Xavier Howard money clears. But as of right now, it looks like maybe Liam Eikenberg starting at right guard. That's not necessarily something that I think you're sitting back with your hands behind your head, eyes closed, cucumbers over your eyes. You're not relaxed if that's your option right now. So I think they still do need to replace that. But other than that, like the core of the team remains fairly intact. You know, they've made some additions. Obviously, Odell, I think, is a great addition as a number three receiver, a little more consistent and reliable than Chase Claypool was, Chase Claypool or whoever was their third receiver last year. Then, you know, adding Jalen Wright in the draft, the speedy running back, I think just adds a little more depth. I don't want to say versatility because he offers a similar skill set as Von Achane, but he has definitely more speed and another body to that running back rotation, hopefully to keep them healthy. Like I don't know if I would call this any kind of like soft rebuild. I don't know if you can rebuild when your core is still intact. I think, you know, you rebuild when your core pieces are kind of decimated. I don't know if I would describe that as this, but it is kind of a reset. And you could argue any year is a reset year when you don't win the championship, right? Like you reset in some way or another. You lose pieces and add others. So like, that's what I'm going for more with the Dolphins right now. It's May, what, 7th? May 8th?
May 8th, yeah.
May 8th. I am not going to sit here and say the Dolphins are the favorite in the AFC East. It's been my stance ever since I moved down here that I do not care about the additions that they make. Until you beat the Bills, I can't call you the favorite. I can't say you're in the driver's seat. There is a psychological impact, clearly, at this point, to beating Buffalo, because Miami has had a better roster. They had a better roster last year. There's a psychological impact to playing the Bills that the Dolphins have not been able to get over yet. So until they do that, I am not sold on them winning the AFC East, but it should be an interesting three-team race. You know, and I'm going to include the Jets in there because if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, that's a good team around him. That is a good roster around him. That's a good group of wide receivers, a rebuilt offensive line, one of the better running backs in the league. And then still that defense is that defense. So like it should be an interesting three-team race here next year in the AFC East.
Marcel Louis-Jacques with us on the Western Hotline. What's the timeline look like right now for a Tua extension? That's still on track, seemingly, to happen before the year?
That's what they're trying to do. You know, they're both sides are negotiating as we speak. You know, I think it's one of those situations where any quarterback, any big position that hits the market in their prime, they want to reset it, right? They want to set the market, and that's my understanding of what Tua's side wants. If they're not setting the market, they want to be damn close to it. I don't know if Miami is fully ready to do that. I think that he deserves more money than Daniel Jones. If I had to put him anywhere, I would say maybe in that like Jalen Hurts range, which is like a touch under the Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes money. I think he should be a touch under that demigod tier. I think, you know, the demigod tier, the guys who change a game by themselves, who got a guy who, even, you know, with a battered offense, a battered this and that, terrible conditions, can drag their team to win. I don't know if that's Tua yet, but Tua is still a good quarterback in this NFL, and good quarterbacks get paid because bad quarterbacks get paid in this league. So I think you pay Tua, but I don't know if I'm giving him $55, $60 million a year.
When it comes to the coach, Marcel, you know, it's funny. I love the way that Mike McDaniel will openly talk to narratives, right? Like, the Dolphins haven't beaten enough good teams. And it's clear he hears that, and he knows the way to beat that narrative is to beat good teams, beat playoff teams. So what's the next step for him, the evolution for him as a head coach? And, you know, I'm from afar would think he's got to be incredibly safe. To me, he looks like a brilliant head coach and the kind of coach I'd want coaching my team. So the Bills are in their way. How do they take that step? What is Mike McDaniel's answer for all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. One of those Tesla Cybertrucks just drove by. I think that might be the ugliest car I've ever seen. One thing I love about Mike McDaniel is his accountability and his transparency. So obviously he was asked a lot about not being able to beat playoff teams last year. His response was always the same. It's like, that criticism, we deserve that criticism because we haven't beaten good teams. He's like, I tell my players all the time, if you want narratives to change, change the narrative. You have control over that. If you want people to stop saying that you can't beat good teams, go beat a good team. The problem is they couldn't do that last year, and the three opportunities they had to end the season, they got trounced by the Ravens, they blew a lead against the Bills, and then they got beat up against the Chiefs in the negative 500 degrees game on Pluto that should have never been played, in my opinion, but that's I don't actually feel that way. I just hate the cold. I hated the cold. I think that he is safe. You know, he's not on the hot seat right now. He signed a 5-year contract when he got here in 2022. I think Stephen Ross generally lets his coaches play out their contracts, especially considering, like, this is now consecutive year, back-to-back playoff years after not getting to the playoffs since 2016. Obviously, they need to win a playoff game. There's been way too much capital invested into this team to not win a playoff game. There are too many stars. There's too much talent on this team not to win a playoff game. That has to happen this year. Obviously, if they miss the playoffs, I think the seat gets a little hot in 2025, but I don't necessarily expect them to miss the playoffs. I think he's too good of a coach. This is too good of a team. If they fail to win a game, all of a sudden, I think the conversations do have to start. And I think he would say that that's fair. I think he would say that that's fair. Because 3 years in, you know, this is Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, they have put his stamp on this roster, man. Like, there's no carryover. There's no, oh, man, like, this isn't my guy. I didn't want this guy. I didn't draft it. Like, this is Mike McDaniel's team. It is made in his image. And that image is speed and talent. If they cannot win a playoff game here after 3 years, then, yeah, I think the conversation maybe does warrant some – it does warrant a conversation. But I don't think that that should necessarily be the narrative all throughout this year. But they do have some interesting opportunities. Obviously, even within the division, you got four games against, you know, teams like the Jets and Bills who are expected to compete in the AFC this year. They play at the Rams. I think it's going to be tricky. You know, even in down years, the Rams are tough out. And then they play at the Packers as well. That is going to be, I honestly, I've got that one circled. I cannot wait to see Lambeau Field in person, but that's also, you know, a guy in Jordan Love, an ascending player in Jordan Love, and a team that just beat them 2 years ago when they had Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, there's a little bit of revenge in there. That was when Tua's season officially ended in 2022. So there are opportunities to change that narrative this year, but I do think Mike McDaniel is fairly safe. He has been successful, albeit a lot of times against lesser opponents, but there's plenty of opportunities here in 2024 to right the ship and change that narrative, as he says.
All right, Jeremy, would you rather have Matthew Stafford and Trey McBride or George Kittle and Javonte Williams?
Oh, Stafford and McBride.
Trey McBride in a league. He's biased.
It's not even close.
It's close.
Javonte Williams is a massive disappointment. Who was the other one said?
He's a good running back.
Who's the other one? Who's the other person?
George Kittle.
No, George Kittle's old and not even a focal point
of their
offense.
He's 30 years old. He's 15 years younger than
you are. No way. McBride is, no way, not even close.
I don't listen to him. He's got McBride.
I've got you, Marcel. I've got you on this one.
I think I got to stick. It's a super flex league. Everybody listen. It's a super flex league.
Okay, that's a little
DJ
different.
DJ Stroud and Jordan Love. But I need that. You need that third quarterback.
Yeah.
You need that third quarterback.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably going to stand pat. I like the way my roster looks right now. The Jake Ferguson, Trey McBride duo at tight end is, I think, about as good as you can get considering where I started from. Shout out to Bruce Nolan, though. He did squeeze Kyle Pitts out of me when I was drowning in this league and looking for picks. But I think I bounced back nice, man. I appreciate doing business.
Yeah,
doing business.
I like the I love having a negotiation.
Compete.
Yeah,
a live negotiation in public on a public forum, man. Nothing puts pressure on you quite like that.
Yeah, the Dolphins, by the way, have announced the Beckham signing. So we'll let you go because you might have some. I don't know if you have some work to do on that.
No. I announced the Beckham signing last week. I think it's worth a retweet, and then I'm gonna keep it pushing this morning.
All right. Thanks, Marcel.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Marcel Louis-Jacques covering the Dolphins in Miami for ESPN. Jeremy and Joe. There's a new contender. A new contender for the Christmas games.
Okay.
We'll have that for you.
The North Pole.
A former NFL, current NFL analyst. The new contender for the Christmas games emerges next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.